Welcome to Talk Healthy to Me. I'm your host, Brinley Joyner, and on this podcast, we chat about living healthy, happy, and fulfilling lives. From fitness to relationships to business, we really cover it all. Let's get into it. Welcome back to another episode, you guys. I should be welcoming myself back because I took a little break for so long, but it feels so good to be talking into this mic again, talking to you guys, and just so ready to get out some thoughts that are on my heart, get them out onto this podcast, and just to be back in general. I have missed it so much. Life just got really, really crazy, traveling a lot, and I truly just felt burnout on so many levels. And as my podcast was one of my newest platforms and the one that I don't have a lot of requirements on for sponsorships yet or anything like that, it kind of got placed on the back burner and I felt the hit of it. I was like, I truly feel so fulfilled when I finish a podcast and it makes me so happy being able to just share my heart more in depth on here. And I regret that I took a break on this. I should have taken it on Instagram or something else, but I just felt a lot of chaos in my creativity and in things that I was pouring out. And yeah, the podcast just kind of got put on the back burner, but we're back, baby. And I'm just going to ease back into it. I am going to try to get a podcast up every single week, but I don't want to run myself dry again to that burnout stage. So we're going to come on whenever I have something on my heart and just let it out and chat with you guys. So I hope that's okay with you for now. But truly, I cannot wait to get into this episode. I think that this was kind of inspired by what I was going through. And I was kind of sitting in it, reflecting, journaling, and I'm kind of going to just get all of those notes and thoughts up and turn it into this podcast. So we're going to be talking about how to get yourself out of a rut. I've experienced so many different types of ruts. There's ruts with working out where you don't feel motivated to get yourself into the gym. There's ruts where you feel unmotivated in your work life, maybe in your relationship, in your creativity in general. Maybe it's just for your drive and your passion for daily life. But I think we can all agree that we have experienced some type of rut. And if you haven't, DM me because I want to meet you and learn from you because that's amazing if you haven't. So I guess we'll start by kind of explaining how I do feel when I'm in a rut. Ugh, it's the worst. And I think for me, I am so connected. All of my versions of me are connected. So my work life, my gym life, my workouts, my relationship, everything kind of goes hand in hand. And when I am experiencing a rut in one of them, it affects all the others. I don't know if anyone can relate, but most likely if I'm in a rut, say in my workouts, I'm also in a rut in my work life, maybe in my relationship, all of my relationships. Like I kind of feel it all at once in all areas whenever I do get in a rut, just because each one really does affect the other in so many ways in my life. So for me, I feel just a lack of passion, I guess. Most days I feel just excited to wake up and to get started on the day. And I feel excited for the day and passionate about the day. And so when I'm in a rut, I don't really feel that. I just wake up and I'm like, what is the to-do list? Let's go through the motions. Not really living with any passion or with any oomph. And that really sucks. It feels kind of just apathetic to life, I guess. And then I'll feel in the gym, I'll feel low motivation, boredom in workouts, kind of feeling like, what's the point of this type of thing? In work, I'll feel annoyed by meetings or by putting in hard work or many hours on stuff, on things that I would have usually been so stoked to do, like when it comes to my swim brand or to brand deals or to meetings that are really cool opportunities. If I'm in a low motivational rut at that time, I'll just feel like kind of annoyed by every little thing when my normal me, my highest self, is excited for those things and is grateful for those things. But when I'm in a rut, every little thing that doesn't allow me to just sit there and be like still is almost like a tiny aggravation or something. And I can't stand that. And what's interesting is the more I sit in a rut and the more I sit in my no motivation mindset, the worse I feel, because I think all of the things that I do and I am living as the highest version of me, those are things that consistently build and reinforce my self-esteem. And so when I'm going through my morning routine of a bunch of little fun tasks, and when I'm hopping on meetings and sharing my thoughts and contributing and excited about it, when I'm doing all those things that are parts of the highest version of me, I feel so much better and I feel like I have high self-esteem and I feel confident in myself. And when I'm not doing those things, it just sends me down a spiral. So the more I sit in my rut, the more I sit in my low motivation, the worse and worse it gets. And I think I also want to add that I'm not sitting here to say you need to be super motivated and feeling encouraged by life and feeling just like on cloud nine all the time, because I think it's so human and normal to have ebbs and flows. I don't think we're supposed to be highly functioning, high energy, and like feeling all the motivation 24/7. I think that would be a superhuman or a robot or something. And I want to acknowledge that it is normal to go through mountains and valleys, and it's normal to have days of like very low motivation and feel like you're in a rut sometimes. But my point of this episode and my point in talking about it is that we don't want to stay in the rut. It's okay to get there, and it's okay to have a couple of days to just kind of chill out and regroup yourself, and that's totally normal, but we don't want to stay in that rut. And I think it's really easy to stay in that rut because of what I was just saying. Once you're in it and you are just kind of living with a lower motivation, it keeps encouraging that behavior and it encourages like, this is easy, this is comfortable, let's just stay here. But what I hope to do with this episode for myself and for anybody that's listening is remind you that it's okay, but we're not going to stay there. We're going to come out of the rut and we're going to go back to our normal highest version of ourselves. And if you're listening and you're in a rut right now, just know it's almost kind of exciting. I like to think of it this way. If I ever find myself in a rut, I look forward into the future and I'm like, I know that every time that I've experienced low motivation or a rut or feeling stagnant, I know that something good is coming and that there's going to be a, in quotes, bounce back. And I get excited for that. So you can sit in the feelings, you can sit in the lack of motivation, whatever you want to call it, but know that something better is coming. And all you got to start doing is taking tiny steps to pull yourself out of that. And there's great opportunities and a lot of awesomeness waiting for you on the other side. So my first tip that we'll dive into is start somewhere small instead of trying to come up with a billion things that you can do to pull yourself out of it and then getting discouraged if you don't do all of them perfectly or do all of them at all. So start somewhere small. So say the first day that you decide you're going to experience this kind of bounce back and get back into the swing of things and start showing up as the highest version of you, start with small tasks. Pick maybe three things that day that you want to for sure get done to pull yourself out of it. And these things can be as small as you want to make them. They could be a 10-minute walk outside. It could be, I'm going to make one healthy meal for myself. It could be, I'm going to take 10 minutes to tidy up my living space so that I feel good in my environment. Those are so simple. They would take maybe 30, 40 minutes out of your entire day. It doesn't have to be something like, I'm going to go run 8 miles and I'm going to meal prep for the next week and a half. It doesn't have to be anything crazy. If those things excite you, great. Like maybe that will pull you out even faster. But if those don't excite you and they just sound like they're dreading and they sound awful, don't force yourself to do stuff like that. You can pick whatever feels right for you. And I think just trust your intuition and ask like, what actually do I need right now to help me feel better and to pull me out of this? And trust that your intuition will guide you, and then do it, whatever, how small or how big it is, trust it and just go for it. For me, I kind of am the type of person where those big things make me feel a lot more excited and motivated. So I think I'll just go from 0 to 100 real quick and that will make me better. And sometimes it does, but I am notorious for going way too hard in a workout after I've taken like a week off or something and being extremely sore the next day. And then that turns into the next 2 days, next 3 days. And then I look back and I'm like, oh, I did that really good workout, but then I can't work out for 4 or 5 more days now because I'm so sore I can't move my body. So that's definitely something I need to work on, is the balance of wanting to bounce back and do these exciting things, but knowing my limits and knowing that if I go too hard, it's kind of going to bite me in the butt because I'm not going to be able to be consistent with it. Okay, the next tip is to do anything to get your creative juices flowing. So this one kind of is more for the people that feel like they're in a rut, maybe creatively or in your work life, or anything that has to do with just forming new ideas and using your mind, I guess. I honestly think for me, that is one of the hardest ruts to get out of, because I know that if I don't feel motivated to do a workout and I go just force myself to do it, I'm going to start feeling so much better within 10 minutes of doing it. And then I'm going to feel that motivation kick in. But my mind is a lot harder. I think maybe because I've leaned on the crutch of workouts for a lot of my life to manage my stress and to kind of like have a release if there's a lot of chaos in my life. I'm like, oh, I know that a workout's going to make me feel good. So I kind of lean into that when I need it. And I think my whole life I've kind of put mindset tools and mindset work on the back burner until the past couple of years. So when I am in a mental rut or a creative rut, it doesn't come as naturally to me as getting out of a physical rut. So I want to talk on this one for a good bit. To get your creative juices flowing, the first thing can be movement. I think if I go on like a 30, 40 minute walk in the sunshine and I just don't have AirPods in, don't have anything playing in my ears, and I'm just out in nature and let my mind just flow naturally, a lot of creative ideas start to pop up in that if I make room for it. When I go either on a jog or a walk and I'm just listening to music or listening to someone else's podcast sometimes, I realize like that's really great. And some days I love that and that's so necessary. But when I'm specifically trying to, I guess, get back in tune with my own thoughts and pull myself out of a creative rut, sometimes it's really nice to have no noise in my ears and just let my mind run naturally. And when a cool idea comes, maybe take out my notes app on my phone and just start writing out it, whether it has to do with like a business idea or a podcast idea, a content idea, just anything. It's cool to just kind of, I guess, give your brain some space to think. And then when it does and you have something cool that pops up, then you can write it down and revisit it later. But yeah, movement definitely helps me with that. The next one is reading. So I realized I used to be so in routine with reading. I would get up and read for at least 20 minutes every single morning. This was maybe a year and a half ago. I was very, very strict is not the right word, but I was very in routine with it. And I felt so much more motivation creatively. And I just felt so alive creatively, I guess, because I was constantly learning and reading every single morning. I was also journaling a lot. And the back and forth between reading and learning, and then also journaling, reflecting, getting out my thoughts onto paper, and kind of taking maybe what I learned in the book, but then putting my own words into it and seeing how what I learned can apply to my own life. I think that process really kept me feeling creative and inspired a lot. And so when I kind of drew back on reading, and maybe it went from every single day to a couple days a week to one day a week, to where it got to a point where I just started waking up and going straight to work and did not read a book for months. And that was very, very unlike me. I noticed it. Big time. I noticed it in the way that I talk to people, in the way I have conversations. And I wonder if anybody can relate to this. When I did not read a book for a couple months after being a normal reader, I realized I was so frustrated sometimes in conversations or when I was explaining something or talking to somebody. And I just felt like I lacked the vocabulary and the fluidity, and I don't know, I just felt like I lacked communication skills or explaining myself. And I was like, what's wrong with me? Do I have brain fog? What is going on up there? And then I thought, I haven't picked up a book in so long. So that is a huge thing for me. I don't know if anybody can relate to that, but if you've ever thought back to a time in your life when you were reading more consistently, just think about how much it impacted your communication skills, your creativity, and yeah, just the way you were in constant learning, whether it was a self-improvement or self-betterment type of book, or if it was just a fiction or fantasy, you were still consuming something that got your brain moving in different ways, you know? So I think that is a huge one. Be a constant learner, be a reader, and yeah, just be in some type of book. I'm reading a book called The 6 Pillars of Self-Esteem right now, and it is blowing my mind. It is all about how the self-esteem that we carry within us, like deep inside of us, changes the trajectory of our life. And the more we work on our self-esteem and reinforce habits of self-esteem and positive thought patterns, the more it will help us step into opportunities more confidently. It'll help us talk to people more confidently. It'll help us truly believe in ourselves on a different level, to where we see an opportunity and we actually believe that we're worth stepping into that, versus if you don't have a high level of self-esteem and you're talking with negative thoughts about yourself in your mind, you might see a really cool opportunity and be like, I will either embarrass myself if I step into that. I won't be good enough. That probably actually isn't for me. So I'm either not going to try, or I'm going to try, but not put a lot of effort because I don't want to fail. And it is just blowing my mind. I definitely recommend it. I'll try to link it in the show notes of this if you guys want to read. But yeah, reading is a huge one for me. Okay, the next one is travel. Travel 100, 1000% gets my creative juices flowing in a way that really nothing else does. I think for me, being somewhere where it's just so foreign to me and so new to me, and I'm an outsider and I have to ask questions and I have to learn and I have to research where to go. And maybe even if it's far away, there's a language barrier. I think that is the most growing thing ever. And I pull inspiration from every street, every person, every little restaurant that I go into. I just, when there's so much newness around me, and I just feel kind of like an outsider, that is when creativity just flows through my brain. I love it. And I know it's a luxury to travel. And so I'm not saying you have to go across the world, but you could take a little day trip to a different town and just walk around, people watch, sit at a restaurant and just journal. Like getting out of your element and out of your normal atmosphere, I feel like can do so much for your brain and just for your mental state and your creativity in general. The next thing I have to get your creative juices flowing is some type of art. And this can be truly anything. I mean, think of all the different forms of art. This could be getting a canvas and just painting away. This could be drawing, sketching. This could be going to a dance class. This could be a pottery class. Really anything hands-on or some type of movement or activity or just creating some type of art, basically. I think this is really cool because with art, and I guess with some forms of movement and other things too, you kind of have to be so present and in the moment that you can't be thinking about a to-do list in the back of your head, or you can't be thinking about what so-and-so said at this moment or little things like that. And it just really forces your brain to be engaged in the activity that's right in front of you. And I think that's such a special time. And I think also, even though your brain is present and engaged in the activity that you're doing right there, it kind of clears your brain and your mind for maybe right after you might get some creative ideas coming to your brain because it's no longer thinking about a to-do list or about whatever chaos you were in 2 hours ago. It's kind of just calm and clear and ready for new ideas inside of it. And then the last little bullet point I have for getting your creative juices flowing is music. I think music makes the world go round. Truly, that sounds so cliche, but it has a crazy way of changing your mood, changing your mindset, shifting the atmosphere, basically. Think about different types of music that bring up different types of emotion. So if I'm going into a workout and I'm playing Drake or something rap or something like heavier, it can take you from just being chill and calm to being like, oh my gosh, I'm going to crush this workout. Or if maybe you work out with worship music and it just makes you so grateful for a body that can lift and can move and can walk. Or maybe let's shift into a different scenario. You're just driving and you're going on like a little beach drive, windows down, and you're playing summery throwback jams. And it brings you back to all these nostalgic memories of growing up, being at the beach with friends. And you just feel like such a heartwarming feeling just from the way that a song brings up memories. And I think there's also playlists and songs that you could just be doing laundry, hanging around your house, doing whatever little activity, but you put on this playlist and it just truly makes your heart feel so content, so happy, and just, I don't know, does something for you. And I think so often I forget about music and I'll just find myself either driving in silence or sitting in my room folding laundry in silence. And although that can be amazing sometimes, like I said, it clears your brain sometimes and allows you to think. But I think there is a time and a place where just putting on a fun playlist can be so beneficial for you too. And just getting lost in the music, dancing by yourself, if you will, like doing anything to just kind of get lost in the moment. I love, love, love that for getting your creative juices flowing. I think music has such a beautiful way of bringing up emotions and letting us feel our emotions and also making us feel connected to someone that's creating the music. Like, oh, wow, they are feeling this emotion as well. I'm not alone, or I can relate to them in this sense. And it just, yeah, it has a beautiful way of doing that. All right, let's move on to the next point I have to help pull yourself out of a rut. And that is to constantly remind yourself of your why. And what I mean by your why is essentially your mission statement for your life. And if you don't have one yet, I totally encourage you to pause this, go to your notes and write out just a mini mission statement. You can change it as many times as you want. You can change it every day if you want, but just some sentence basically that drives you and explains your why for living. What is it that you feel called to do here on this earth? What is it that you feel excited to do here on this earth, passionate about? And that is your why. So for me, for example, a huge part of my why is I want to share my journey and my story and my thoughts and my heart in hopes that I would inspire people and encourage people to live in the fullness of life, to not just live going through the motions, but to truly live a life that feels so lively, so vibrant, so fun, and so rich. And I just hope that any little thing I share, whether it's a silly picture or a silly TikTok, a YouTube vlog, any type of content, maybe my podcast, or maybe it's a conversation in person with a stranger, I just hope any thing that I put out into this world can somehow impact people in the way that they want to live life to the fullest too, because I truly try to live like that every day. And I just want that for everyone else because life is so beautiful and it goes by so fast. And I don't want to spend a single day not living fully alive. And yeah, that is kind of part of my why. But like I said, it changes all the time too. That I think is the most consistent one for me, but sometimes I'll go through different seasons when it can alter a little bit or add something to it and stuff. But yeah, I totally encourage you guys, if you don't have a why statement yet or a mission statement, go write one, go figure it out. It can be something so simple or it can be something so deep. It really doesn't matter, but just having that and reminding yourself of it really helps you to pull you out of that rut when you have no motivation. Because when I am feeling a lack of motivation and not really wanting to get up and do anything, when I read my mission statement and my why, I'm like, oh yeah, like this is why we're here. This is why we're on earth. We're going to get our butt up. We're going to get feeling better and we're going to go out into the world and bless people and just make the most out of this life. I have it on a note on the notes app on my phone, but I really want to print it out, maybe even make artwork about it or something, but somewhere to where it's kind of on a wall in my house where I see it every single day. I think that would be so cool, but I don't know. We'll see. If I could make it into a cool modern type of pop art canvas or something, that would be sick, but we'll see. I also think it's so nice just in general to remind yourself that you are here for a purpose, because when you feel lack of motivation and you don't feel like doing anything, just the fact that you remind yourself and say, I'm actually placed here on earth for a purpose and I'm living for something and I matter. Just those statements alone are so powerful enough to pull you out of that rut and remind you that your presence here is so important. And that's so true. So if you need to hear that right now, I'll be the one to tell you. And I hope that you can tell yourself that and truly believe it, because that alone can motivate you to just get up and do anything, because you are so needed here and your presence is necessary. You have purposes to fulfill and you are so meant to be here. Okay, my next point of how to pull yourself out of a rut is to get out with people and different types of people, maybe even. I love, 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 and adore my friend group here in Florida. I love them so much. But recently we've all been so busy and traveling, and it feels like when I'm out of town, they're in town. When I get back in town, everybody else is out of town. And so I feel like we've been just not being able to be in community that much lately. And it sucks, but it's just a season of our lives right now, and that's totally fine. But I definitely realize when I'm not in constant community and hanging out with people and having those deeper, sweeter conversations, it's very easy for me to fall in some type of social rut of when I don't hang out with people for the past couple weekends, then I get so comfortable in that. And then when plans do start coming up, I'm like, I don't know if I really want to. I don't know if anybody can relate to that. But the more that I do something consistently, the more that my natural instinct wants to keep doing that. So if I am getting myself to go out and be social, weekend after weekend, or even like weekday after weekday, that just becomes more normal to me. So I'm more motivated to keep doing that. But if I do the opposite, then it becomes more comfortable. And I'm like, yeah, we don't really need to go out again, right? I don't know if anyone can relate to that. But I think that's really helpful to know that the more you get yourself out there and just do it, the more that will feel normal if it feels kind of abnormal right now. But by getting out with people and being social, I feel like that really helps pull me out of a rut, because human connection is so important, and having deeper conversations with people, or even if they're not deep conversations, but just conversations. Can I talk right now? You guys, it's like 9 p.m. Even if it's not deep conversations, but it's just a friend who makes you feel so valued and seen and loved, that's so important for our heart and for our soul. Like, it is so important to be in community. And then I also want to touch on different types of community. So maybe you do have a friend group that you hang out with pretty consistently, but it's just like casual hanging out, you guys, all the time. Maybe if you feel in a rut, it's not to say that that's bad by any means. Like, they're your friends and they're amazing, and that's awesome that you hang out so consistently. But maybe you want to reach out to that girl that you've seen all over Instagram that's in your town, but you haven't ever met her in person. Maybe you want to put yourself into a community group to meet new people. Maybe you want to just branch out and strike up a conversation with a stranger at a coffee shop. Like, maybe you want to do something to get a little bit out of your element with community, because I feel like meeting new people and learning from new people can totally help to pull you out of a rut. I'll share a little thing that I reflected on from this past weekend. I just went on two back-to-back trips with two separate teams that I knew absolutely nobody there. I knew them kind of off social media, but I'd never met them in person or anything. And I was actually pretty nervous to go on both of those trips because I didn't know anyone. And I felt so incredibly blessed by the connections and the people that I met, and so re-inspired for life and for content, for my job, for workouts, for so many things. And I was like, I'm so glad that I just did the thing and went and trusted that it would all be okay, even though I didn't know anybody, and put myself out there. And yeah, it was so incredible to be with new people and just get to know new people, ask questions, and connect in different ways. The first trip, I went to LA and I got to meet up with the Form team. I'm not sure if you guys that are listening know who the Form team is, but it is two girls named Sammy. They're business partners. It's Sammy and Sammy, and then an amazing team of other girls with them. And I went to do a little photo shoot for their activewear and then some other things that I will talk about soon. But it was so incredible to be just in connection with all of these girls. Each one of them was so unique, and I felt like I learned a little bit from each person. We had the most incredible conversations, and I truly feel like I took a little ounce of inspiration from each person that I met there. For instance, Shelbs and her work ethic and her organization and her drive just truly inspired me. And Brie, her kindness and her warm heart and her comforting personality inspired me. Like, I could go on and on and on about each one. And then the second trip, the same exact thing, a whole different team. This one was with Free People Movement, and meeting all the other girls that came, and then the Free People Movement team. We had one dinner where we all just connected so beautifully and told each other our stories and our upbringing. And then we got into even talking business and gave each other tips and tricks with content and social media. And it was just so incredible to be in a new community and connect in new ways. And so I'm coming back from those trips and trying to remind myself I can keep doing that even in my hometown too, and so can you, that we have our comfort friend group and they are our best friends and they are so amazing, but we can also keep putting ourselves out there into new community and also inviting other people in, and it is so beautiful when you do. So that's one little goal I'm walking away with, is invite more people in and put myself out there more, because the value that comes with just new connections is immeasurable. Okay, my next tip for pulling yourself out of a rut is to move differently. And I don't just mean move as in how you work out, but this can be anything. This just means to get out of your strict or normal routine if you have one, because sometimes a routine can be so amazing, just kind of like how I was just talking about with friends. It can be so good and so amazing, but to pull yourself out of a rut, sometimes you just got to introduce something new or change something up. So for me, when I feel like I'm in a rut and I'm just going through the motions of my routine, maybe instead of waking up super early and getting into a workout, getting into work right away, I will sleep in a little bit and I will do a stretch flow and I will walk my dog and I will switch up just like little things that I do and see how it feels and reflect on that. And if it feels good, maybe keep it up, maybe introduce some new things. But if you keep moving the exact same way throughout your day and you're not feeling any better and you're not getting out of a rut, maybe that means something needs to change or something in you needs to evolve. So just try different stuff. Maybe it's a workout class. Maybe you have been doing your own workouts. You've been doing my workouts. You've been doing some other trainer's workouts for so long and you're like, ugh, I'm just tired of it at this point. Maybe it doesn't mean they're bad. Like you can always come back to them, but maybe what your body is begging you for is to sign up for a new gym or for a new class and just try something different and see how it feels. So any little thing that you can do to introduce something new, I feel like can definitely help you pull yourself out of a rut. Ooh, this one is huge. And it is to declutter your environment and in turn, invest in something new. So we'll start with the first part, declutter. I've been on a big spring cleaning and it is motivating me so much, you guys. Starting with the closet, just the feeling of putting on a good playlist, going in your closet and just going ham, looking at every single piece, saying, have I worn this in the past couple months? Do I plan on wearing this in the past couple months? Yes or no? And if it's no, chuck it. And it feels so freeing to just get rid of things that don't serve you anymore. And I realized I was kind of a hoarder with clothes and with shoes, things that I have not touched, things that have literal dust all over them, that for some reason I'm rationalizing keeping them even though I haven't worn them in the past year. And so lately I've been just throwing things out, giving them away, donating, and it feels so good to have space. And I think my fear is, this would be interesting to dive in where this fear came from, but I think a little bit is feeling a scarcity mindset, whether that's financially or just with products or stuff in general. It's thinking, okay, if I get rid of this, what if I can't really get good new stuff in the future? And I know I'm at a position in my life with my job and with my income that I can invest in things that make me feel good. And I know that's a privilege. So I'm not saying that in a way to brag by any means, but I know that if I throw away the shirt that maybe I bought at one time and it was a lot, if I not throw it away, if I donate it or give it away, for some reason in my mind, I think there's a pathway that's like, ooh, hold on to this because you don't know if you'll be able to get something better in the future. And I think that's kind of like a built-in scarcity mindset that maybe I grew up with a little bit. But I don't want to keep that mindset because I know that if I donate this shirt, if I find another shirt in the future that I love as much that looks similar or something, I can always reinvest in that. So I'm trying to adopt that new thought pattern and that mindset, knowing that I don't have to live in scarcity or thinking, oh, this could never come back or this, what if this doesn't come back? But if it doesn't serve me right now, donate it, get rid of it. And whenever something comes along my way that does serve me again, I can reinvest into that. So that's talking about clothes, but you can also do your makeup drawer, your shoes, you can do your pantry, your office. Think of any room that feels like it just has an excess of stuff and truly just go through it and think, have I used this in the past month, 3 months, 6 months, year? No. Okay. Goodbye. You don't serve me anymore. And if that sounds really scary, because for me, it has been kind of scary. I started by keeping a closet and I just had a huge box and I started by putting all those things in this box. And I told myself, okay, I'm going to put these in this box, but I'm not going to truly give them away just yet. And if I don't think about them or want them out of that box in the next month, then I know I don't really need them. So that's a little tip if you're struggling with getting rid of stuff. And then the second part of that tip was to reinvest in something new. And obviously you don't need to if you don't need to. So if you just have a crazy excess of clothes and you just are donating, getting rid of them, like that's great if you don't truly need to get new things. But I know for me with some things, I was holding on to maybe outfits or styles that was a former version of me, things that I used to love and wear. And so I wasn't buying new things to replace those, but I just wasn't wearing them. So I just, it was like this weird disconnect with my style. So in my case, there are things that when I get rid of something, I'm like, okay, I got rid of literally all my jeans because those are a certain style that I used to wear, but it doesn't really match my vibe anymore. So now I actually do need to get rid of those and then reinvest in something new so that I have something to wear. So I think that is also pretty motivating too, because something about, it's like self-care for me. When I save up and put money aside and budget and then invest in something for myself that makes me feel comfortable and confident and good, I don't know, it just makes me motivated to go wear it and go get out and do something, get out of the house, get into a workout, whatever it is, whether it's activewear or normal clothes. But something about that is really motivating for me. Also with things like electronics or anything that helps me with my job, whether it's a new laptop maybe, or a new microphone, or a new vlog camera. I remember each little investment that I made into myself has only brought so much more return. And for my laptop example, I had this laptop that I had for like 7 years and it was always freezing, always dying. I couldn't do my job well because it would just freeze up on me and delete my vlog projects and all of this. And it made my life so frustrating, but I didn't want to bite the bullet and get rid of it and buy a new laptop. But once I did, it was crazy the opportunities that this new laptop brought me. Like, I could do my job 3 times as easier, as quicker than before, and more effective. And I started getting brand deals that helped pay back that laptop. So it's wild when you just trust that it's going to be okay and work towards making it okay when you do have to get rid of stuff and reinvest. And again, I say that is such a blessing and such a privilege to be even saying those things. And I acknowledge that. And I really hope that this doesn't come along as like bragging when I talk about monetary stuff or things or products. But I just hope that it can inspire other people to you know, see value in investing in yourself and saving up and making room for new things that you think will really add value to your life. Okay, the last tip I have is to think back on a time when you were living more optimally and revisit some of the patterns that you were practicing before. So if you find yourself in a rut or find yourself in low motivation, think back to a previous version of you that maybe was not in a rut and maybe was so excited for life, and think back, okay, how did she act? What did she do on the daily? What were some things she did when she woke up in the morning? What was she doing before bed at night? What was she doing throughout the day? Like, think about the little daily tasks that maybe helped you in that version of yourself and readopt some of them. For me, like I had already said, back when I read every single morning, I was living so optimally and I was living inspired and passionate and excited. So I started reintroducing that back into my life. And sure enough, it brought those same emotions and feelings and mindset back. So that was really cool. And I think it's amazing to adapt new patterns in the future, but it's also helpful to look back at past versions of you that you liked how you were living and revisit some of those patterns too. So I hope this episode just brought some good inspiration to your guys' life. Truly saying these things out loud helps me too. So I thank you for making a space for me and listening to me on here, because yeah, everything that I say, I think, is just something that I'm always trying to reiterate to myself as well. Because I don't really view myself as some teacher or anything professional with this podcast. I just think of it as such an honest conversation with you guys and with myself. So yeah, thank you for giving me this platform and just being here and listening and sharing with me whenever something resonates with you. It is truly so awesome to connect with you guys on here. So I will see you guys hopefully next week. Like I said, I'm not going to put any crazy pressure myself right now, but I really am going to try to get back consistent with some form with this podcast, because yeah, I miss it so much and I miss you guys and I miss chatting all of my thoughts and feelings on here. So thank you for being here, and I'll see you when I see you next. Much love.